Governor Bill Haslam called her one of the greatest Tennesseans of all time. President Obama said she was a role model to many, many players, and he awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
In 38 years at Tennessee, she racked up 8 national championships, more than 1,000 wins. Understand, this is more than any college coach, male or female, in the history of the NCAA.
University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt truly was a sports legend and an inspiration to millions. When Obama awarded her the Medal of Freedom, he noted that she'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but cautioned everyone against feeling sorry for her.
Anybody who feels sorry for Pat will find themselves on the receiving end of that famous glare, or she might punch you.
For several years, she kept up the fight against her illness, but she finally passed away Tuesday. She died in Knoxville, surrounded by loved ones, and on that somber day, coaches here at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga remembered her.
She meant a lot growing up. I looked up to her. We actually went to her team camps when I was in high school, so I got to be around her a little bit, and she's a great person. She'll be missed. So.
That's Brittany Johnson, an assistant women's basketball coach at UTC. Jim Foster is the head women's basketball coach, and he knew Summitt both on and off the court.
She's the one that pushed the envelope. She's the one that forced folks to come to the games, bring a camera.
David Blackburn, the UTC vice chancellor and director of athletics, was on the road Tuesday, but he stopped for a quick phone call with WUTC. I wanted Blackburn to tell me a little bit more about how exactly Pat Summitt popularized women's sports. In addition to being such a tremendously winning coach, she also really popularized the sport of women's basketball. People are saying before Pat came along, you would never see a women's basketball game on TV. What do you think she did to make women's basketball so popular?
Well, she was a pioneer, and, you know, it got harder as the years went by because other teams got better, but she was the reason for that because she spread it. Not only basketball, but women's volleyball, soccer, swimming, you name it. I think she was not afraid to step out and advocate for, you know, the female athlete. I got to give credit to Doug Dickey and Bob Woodruff for that, and obviously Gloria Ray and then Joan Cronin, who put money and effort behind their words to help her promote what she did. And she did it in such a valuable way that it permeated and helped spread. And she would work the media, and she would work all the different avenues that needed to be worked to spread, you know, that equity among female athletes. And it caught hold. And it's easy to catch hold of someone like her because of the way she did it.
We are obviously part of the University of Tennessee system, so I think we're part of the whole family there. Do you think she had any influence on UTC? Is there anything you can say here at UTC that you think is a result of Pat's legacy?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, she would bring her teams down and play, and even knowing she may lose, and obviously, the SEC tournament used to be there, so major impact there. She's had an impact on my life, which I hope I've been able to impact staff and other students' lives. And she spent quite a bit of time in Chattanooga.
What kind of lessons do you think that you learned from her? What did she have to teach you and other coaches about coaching in general?
Well, like any great people, typically their actions speak so loud that you really don't have to, you know, their words, you know, are overshadowed by their actions. I learned three things really. One, she treated everybody good. She always spoke to people. She knew everybody. It didn't matter the title in the building or nationally, she treated people good. Two, she taught me a lot about what effort meant and that not everybody knew or recognized winning efforts, but those that did had an advantage, and then those that could demand it every day really could take it to another level. And then three, in order to get that maximum amount out of each student athlete, you had to care about them, and they had to know that you cared about them on a daily basis, and not just, you know, to score points or make passes or play defense. And so those are the things I took away from her, and she was so special. And I just appreciate having that time, you know, around her.
What do you want people to know about her? As you were someone who knew her personally, what do you want the world to know about Pat, maybe things that aren't being said right now?
That's a great question. I think one is that she was very low maintenance. She was not a high maintenance person. She didn't feel like she deserved anything. She was very humble. She treated people well. She demanded a lot, but she could get that demanding effort out because behind the scenes, she loved them as much as she pushed them. And she was the same every day. Very simple, but very fundamental. And I think that is what people need to know about her and how much she cared. And you know, those things lead to winning, and that's what gets the popularity. But, you know, when you'd see her on campus and it wasn't a game, those were the moments when you could really see the true essence of what she was about.
What would she say or do that would kind of reveal the true essence that you're talking about?
She didn't necessarily have to say much. It's seeing her stop and speak to someone cleaning the building. You know, it's seeing her stop and speak to someone that was not even in her sport. It's seeing her pick up, you know, a cup that was laying around when she wanted to make sure campus was pretty. It was, it might be something she'd say to you. Hello, how you doing? You know, my name's Pat. You know, we'd introduce her and she would introduce herself as if nobody knew her. It was something that you really didn't, you know, it wasn't a magical thing or set of things. It was just her.
That's David Blackburn, the UTC Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics, talking about Pat Summitt, who passed away Tuesday at age 64. One more athlete I spoke with for this story never actually met Pat Summitt, but says Summitt was an inspiration.
Hi, I'm Smackajawea.
That's right, Smackajawea.
With the Chattanooga Roller Girls?
You know, roller derby. And what is your real name?
Brittany Torbett.
In high school, long before Smackajawea was lacing up her skates and strapping on her helmet, she played a different sport.
Basketball has always been so important to me. The girls, it's like family, just like roller derby. Always like family. Girls are super supportive. What's going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, so it's been really good.
Did you ever get to meet her or anything like that?
We did go and watch them play a few times, and I don't think I ever actually got to speak to her, but I've seen her.
Did you ever, like, watching Pat Summitt on TV or in person, just say, wow, that's something I could use, that's something I could do, or anything like that?
Yeah, it, you know, you can't hear a lot when she's coaching, especially from the TV, but you would watch plays on the court that you know that she came up with, and you would just go, oh, crap, why aren't we doing that? You know, like, why aren't we doing that when we're playing? It gives you chills, watching such strong women. I mean, it was just, it's mesmerizing. I don't know, that's the best way I know how to describe it. It gives you chills and you're just like, man, I wish I could make this one day. I hope I can make it that far. And, you know, not everybody makes it that far. But you knew you'd made it if you played the pass.
And it's time to pass out those national championship T-shirts. Holdsclaw being embraced by her coach, Pat Summitt, who was yelling at her earlier, but that's what coaches do. And Pat Summitt certainly a remarkable record.
I think it was like a motherly trait that she had, and she had that authority and that power over those players. They wanted to do good for her. And I think that's... He had so much respect from everyone. I think that was a lot. Had a lot to do with it.
I am so happy for this basketball team and so appreciative of their effort and the effort of our staff. And our fans have been tremendous. It's just a great victory for the University of Tennessee. But the people I think the most about right now are the players. They were just awesome tonight. They were ready to play.
That was Pat Summitt speaking in 1998 after winning yet another national championship. She passed away yesterday at the age of 64.